Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
From the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seem right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English Golden Guide. At sa aking dialect na Cebuano, Bulawanong Giya. Salamat Panginoong Diyos mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Pinag-iingatan tayo dito sa New Zealand, pati ang ating mga mahal sa buhay doon sa Pilipinas, no? O kahit sa ang sulok ng mundo. At bago tayo magpatuloy, magandang magdasal ta sa ikling dalangin. Baka malimutan pa natin kapag magtugtugan na tayo ng pang-birthday song, no? Magdasal muna tayo sandali, mga kaibigan. Panginoong Diyos, salamat na naman sa umagang ito. Salamat sa banal na Espiritu ang siya na namang magliwanag sa aming kaisipan upang maintindihan namin ang iyong mga salita, ang iyong layunin dito sa aming buhay. Wala po kaming magagawa, Ama, kung wala iyong tulong. Ito akong pakitulong, Ama. Sa sinabi ko, wala kaming magagawa kung wala ang iyong tulong. Ito aking dalangin, ito ang akong hiningi. Sa pangalan na iyong bugtong nanak na aming tagapagligtas, aming Panginoong Heso Kristo. Amen. Mga kaibigan, bago tayo magpatuloy, Sister Charmin out there in Australia, be prepare yourself. And before, I would like to play this song, Happy Birthday sa lahat ng nagdiwang, for birthday song sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa kanilang karawan, no? Ganun pa rin si ayong lalaki na lang. Si Rene, si Sir Rene, maganda to mga kaibigan. Happy birthday, aking mahal. Salamat Panginoong Diyos. No, patugtog natin to sandali mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Belated happy birthday, Celso Imbong, dyan sa Lapu-Lapu. Happy birthday, Sel. More birthdays to celebrate with good health. God bless you and all your loved ones. Ang Ginoo manalangin kanimo at sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. Si Dai Ila, yung Kambal, belated happy birthday. At sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, so Ilmer Kahipay dyan sa Bulacan. Brad, belated happy birthday. At sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, no? Hindi man natin mapangalanan lahat. Sa inyo itong lahat, happy birthday! Aking mahal kay Sir Rene. Ito na mga kaibigan at mga kapatid.
Aking mahal, marami pa sana kaarawan, at sa araw ng iyong pagsi mamahal. Kami nga rin ito, walang ibang hinahangad. Hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Birthday party, birthday cake, birthday gift, at birthday kiss. Piling ng mga taong sa'yo nagmamahal. Kami narito, walang ibang hinahangad. Hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Happy birthday, aking mahal. Piling ng mga taong sa'yo nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad. Hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Mga pangarap mo sana ay matutan. Sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo nagmamahal. Kami narito, walang ibang hinahangad. Hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Marami pang birthday ang magdaan.
Salamat Panginoong Diyos, napakinggan natin, mapagsilbihan man lang natin, wala man tayong ikabigay. No, kapag mayroon, magbigay tayo, hindi lang sa salita. Kapag mayroon, kapag wala, pasensya lang. Belated happy birthday sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. Kapag nagdiwang ka ngayon, happy birthday sa iyo, kapatid, kaibigan, kapwa Pilipino, kapwa Kristiyano, kapwa migrants dito sa New Zealand. Advance happy birthday kapag magdiwang ka sa sunod na mga araw. Sa inyo itong lahat, mga kaibigan. Celso, once again, belated happy birthday. God bless you, Ella Kambal. God bless you all. At isunod natin ang ating gospel song. The title, It Wouldn't Be Enough by the Archer Band. Pakinggan muna natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
If I had all the riches this world has to give, all the comfort that it brings, never needing anything, I could search the whole earth over, far and wide, trying to buy this precious love that was sent from God above.
For one single drop of blood.
Mom, Sandra Isobel Kyle, happy birthday to you, Mom. God bless you more. More birthdays to celebrate with good health. God bless you and all your loved ones. Si Mom, Sandra Isobel Kyle, my fellow vegans here in Oakland, and she is also an animal activist. Keep up the good work, Mom. God bless you more. Happy birthday to you. This day is your birthday, and thank you. Thanks that I could able to see here on in the screen. Once again, happy birthday to you, Mom. God bless you more. Mom Sandra Isobel Kyle. Sister Charmaine. Sister Charmaine. Sister Charmaine?
Yes, Brother Lynn, I'm here.
Oh, good morning to you once again, together with your loved ones out there in Australia.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Lynn, and today Ken is sitting with me.
Good morning, Brother Ken. God bless you.
Good morning.
Thanks be to God. And thanks be to God. The time is yours. You can proceed, Sister Charmaine. And Brother Ken, thanks be to God that you are very supportive husband with your beloved wife, Sister Charmaine. God bless you all out there. Okay, Sister Charmaine, just go ahead.
Magandang umaga, brothers and sisters.
Thank you. You have a Tagalog.
Before I start, I just want to pray. Before I go into my message, just want to pray the Lord's blessing upon us. Father God, thank you for this opportunity that we can honor you, that we can worship you for who you are, that you are our God. Lord, as we listening to your words today, may your message come clear to us and that we can hear your words and give us peace, silence, and just open our ears and our hearts that we can hear you. We honor you, Lord Jesus, and I pray this all in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
In 4 weeks, excuse me, it's Easter. When we as Christians commemorate the death of Jesus on Good Friday and his resurrection on Easter Sunday, the cross and Jesus' resurrection are the most fundamental events in history, forming the foundation of our Christian faith. Following Jesus sets us apart from any other religion on earth, because Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And I'll be honest with you, there are only two religions in the world. You are either a believer in Jesus or you do not believe in Jesus. And Jesus described the contrast between believers and unbelievers in the parable or the narrow and wide gate in Matthew 7:13-14, where Jesus urges the people to enter through the narrow gate. And the reason is that only the faithful, true, and obedient believers who believe in the work Jesus has done on the cross and that Jesus is God will enter through the narrow gate to receive their salvation and enter life in heaven with God. Whereas the wide gate is broad, easy to access, and very popular. And the people entering this gate represents the people who reject Jesus. Since they do not believe in Jesus, or they don't even acknowledge Jesus as God. And ultimately, this gate leads to hell, away from God. And the reason we believe in Jesus is that it is through Jesus we have received our salvation and have been restored to our relationship with God the Father. To get a better understanding, we need to go back to the beginning of creation. You see, God created the universe and mankind blameless and good. When God looked back at his creation in Genesis 1, verses 31, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. There was nothing wrong with it. Creation was perfect because there was no evil nor any sin. Even Adam and Eve had a perfect personal relationship with God. And we see that because just after they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil in Genesis 2, they knew they had done something wrong. Since then, at that moment when they ate the fruit, they realized they were naked, according to Genesis 3:7, and they hid from God. That's when God walked in the Garden of Eden and called out to Adam, "Where are you?" They were ashamed to show themselves to God out of guilt, embarrassment, and knowing they were disobedient. When God called out to Adam and Eve, it reminds me of how I call out to my kids. I will say to them, I will use my husband's name, "Ken, where are you?" And the reason I call out to them is that they are close to me in the same house or in the same garden. And so it was with God and mankind. They were together in the Garden of Eden, where they had fellowship together in a very natural, close and intimate way. And as a result of their disobedience towards God and his commandment not to eat from the tree of knowledge, they allowed sin to enter the world. And the consequences of it were that God cursed Satan, Eve, and Adam. The final curse upon man is, according to Genesis 3:19, "By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." And Adam sinned.
Amen.
Death entered the world, and the consequences were a spiritual separation from God, suffering, and a physical death away from God in hell. That relationship that once existed between God and mankind was broken, which reflects a spiritual death away from God. God also cursed creation, and that is why the world experiences diseases, decays, disasters, and death in nature, such as animals and plants that also die. Since the relationship between God and mankind was destroyed, God expelled Adam and Eve from the garden, as we read in Genesis 3, verses 23. So the Lord banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. Yet, God in his goodness was not defeated by Adam and Eve's sin, because God already had a plan to overcome death when he said in verse 15 of Genesis 3, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Through the woman's seed, God will send his seed to redeem mankind from the penalty of sin, to restore God's relationship with humanity, and to offer eternal life. This seed of God points to Jesus, who will defeat Satan, as we read in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 21 to 22. "For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." God provided a way for forgiveness and eternal life only through Jesus Christ. Furthermore, God, And this is so amazing for me how God is. Before God expelled Adam and Eve from the garden, we read in Genesis 3:21, the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and Eve, and he clothed them. But in order to clothe Adam and Eve, an animal had to be sacrificed so they could be dressed. Later in the Mosaic law, God gave the Israelites and especially the Levitical priests instructions to follow, what to follow and how to do sacrifices. God required animal sacrifices to provide a temporary covering for the sins and disobedience of the Israelites. Animal sacrifices were an important thing throughout the Old Testament, expressing worship and providing a temporary covering for sins. We actually read in Hebrews 9:22. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness. These sacrifices were not just sacrifices to cover their sins, but these sacrifices also pointed forward to Jesus, who would become the perfect and complete sacrifice for all of mankind. God instructed that sacrificial animals were to be spotless and without any defects or sicknesses, since they symbolized purity and the need to be perfect for coverings of sin. These animals that were sacrificed served as a substitute, meaning it died in the sinner's place. But this sacrifice was only temporary and had to be offered repeatedly. Then on the Day of Atonement, which is outlined in Leviticus 16, it was a sacred day when the high priest would enter the most holy place behind the heavy curtain that hung from the ceiling to the floor, creating a barrier between the people and God in the tabernacle. When the high priest entered the most high place with the blood of a goat, according to Leviticus 15, verses 15 to 16, the high priest shall sprinkle it on the blood, it on the atonement cover, and in front of it. In this way, he will make atonement for the most high place because of the uncleanness and the rebellion of the Israelites, whatever sins they had. The high priest performed their sacrifices once a year, and it's known as, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Yom Kippur, something in Hebrew. The Day of Atonement was instituted by God. Atonement means covering, and the purpose of the sacrifice was to cover their sins and repair the broken relationship between God and humanity. The Day of Atonement was a day for the Israelites to reflect on their sins and seek forgiveness before God. This emphasizes how God wants to have a relationship with his people. But before we can stand before God, we also need to be spotless. The blood of the sacrificial animals covered the sins of the people and emphasized the importance of being holy and obedient before God. The Day of Atonement foreshadowed the ultimate sacrifice of sin, which was fulfilled in the New Testament through Jesus Christ. Just a question. Have you ever wondered why animals have been used for sacrifices? These animals have done nothing wrong, if you think about it. They did not sin. The people did. Yet, an animal died in the place of the person who sinned. And that person who sinned was performing the sacrifice to take his sin away before God. And the reason? Animals were pure and without sin, or they are still pure and without sin. In the same way, Jesus did nothing wrong. He is without sin, yet he took all our sins upon him and died in our place.
Thank
we read in 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who has no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. For Jesus to be our sacrifice, the Word was with God, that is, and the Word that is God became flesh and made his dwelling among us, according to John 1:14. We also read in Galatians 4:4, but when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem us under the law. Jesus' birth fulfilled God's redemptive plan that's already been...